Well, I didn't leave the richest company in the world because I was so excited to become an online seller or because I fell in love with Amazon. I did it because I wanted freedom. And I knew if I could make enough money, enough cash flow, I would have the freedom to fire my boss and then have margin to do the things I love with the people I love. Welcome back to the Jodcast, where we teach you how to sell on Amazon FBA, fulfilled by Amazon, where Amazon fulfills the orders for you in 20 minutes or less. This is your host, Seth Kniep, Kniepin' It Real. And today, I'm going to continue to teach how to create an optimized Amazon product listing that converts. Now, last episode, I gave you three key points. If you want to write an Amazon listing that converts into sales, number one, you got to compile your keywords. Number two, write a captivating title. Number three, write persuasive bullet points. Now, there's two more key steps in this, but before I get to step number four, there's something I didn't share yesterday that I should have, but the clock continued to tick and my 20 minutes was up. In your bullet points, you need to use the fifth bullet point to make your company stand out. As we teach in our Amazon FBA Mastery membership, which you can find at jod.com/freedom, it is so important that you treat your customers like absolute royalty. Your last bullet point is where you show that off. It's your first hint that if you buy from us, you're gonna be treated with the red carpet rollout. Let potential customers know that you value them, and they're going to experience that value when they buy your product. For example, you might write in that last bullet point, guaranteed purchase if you are not 100% satisfied, receive a full refund on product replacement. Now, guaranteed purchase is all caps. Can you tell by the way I said it? So the first part, guaranteed purchase, is all caps. Then you have a little space, then a dash and another space. And then you say, if you are not 100% satisfied, receive a full refund or product replacement. That shows confidence in your product. That shows that you know your product is so good that if they don't like it, they can get a full refund because you're confident. They're not gonna ask for a refund because the product is that good. Now, something a lot of people miss. It is true. You want your listing to have such rich, engaging, powerful copy that it persuades Lucy Pickleberry, Bobby McGee to buy that product. But when they get the product, you want it to be so incredible that it outmatches what they read on the listing. It beats the listing. It's better than the listing. Yeah, amazing listing should be. Why? Because if you don't, you're not going to get a sale. But when they get the product, their expectations were not disappointed. They were not even met. They were surpassed. That's what they call surprise and delight. I actually learned it at Apple. I used to manage an IT team for AppleCare. We took care of tech for iOS devices, iPads, iPhones, iPods. You remember those days? And the goal was always surprise and delight your customer. Now, after your bullet points, your next most relevant and next highest search volume keywords should go in your product description and your backend search terms. And that brings us to step number four. Seth, what do you mean step number four? Why are you starting a podcast with step number four? jod.com/copy will answer that question. That's where the first podcast episode on how to create your Amazon product listing step-by-step is placed. jod.com/copy. So step number four is write a keyword-rich product description. Don't think about becoming rich if your product description is not rich. Your product description gives you the most room to brag about your product. The one place where it's really appropriate and socially acceptable to brag a lot is when you're talking about your product. 2,000 characters of opportunity here. You can use up 2,000 character spaces to fill this out and make it supreme. And it's often your last chance to drive conversions on your listing. Usually it's the last thing they read. Make sure you include everything. I mean everything. Specifically, every relevant keyword that did not fit into your title, bullet points, and back in search terms. Oh, by the way, we'll get to back in search terms in a moment. Write a description that converts. Much like your bullet points, your listing's description should be quickly skimmable. Even though you are given an open box, you need to create headlines that present consumer benefits, followed by the features that make these benefits possible. Seth, I already did that in the bullet points. I know. But you only had 5 chances to give it your best shot. Well, now you have 2,000 character spaces worth of chances in the product description area. In fact, include bullet points in your description to make it easy to follow, to make it easy to scheme, to make it easy to read. Not scheme, skim. So aim to write 5 keyword-led description headlines, each followed by features that substantiate your product's benefits and the problems those benefits solve for customers. For example, we might include a line that reads, "Cook like Gordon Ramsay," to our chef's knife description. We would then follow that headline with a product feature that validates this claim, quote, "Stainless German engineered steel will have you slicing and dicing like the pros in no time." We give you tons and tons of ideas on how to do this in our free product listing worksheet. I'm going to give you guys a free tool. This tool has been years in the making. Don't be deceived by its simplicity. This tool will give you guidance on if you're saying, okay, Seth, how do I soak all this up audio-wise? Heck, I can't even see your face right now. I'll show you. Just go here, jod.com/listing. jod.com/listing. It is a tool that will guide you on how to write a high converting product description, bullet points, title, and back end keywords. Now, when you get to the product description area, you want to include nerdier details like dimensions and materials if you haven't fit those elsewhere. Seth, who cares about that? Some people do. Are you sure? Yes, I am. Remember, there's a lot of different kind of people that are going to land on your Amazon listing, and you want to convert all of them, not some. But Seth, I thought you said to niche down to a certain particular customer type to build a brand. I did, but if they get to your product listing, they should already be that customer type. So now the only difference is those who buy more emotionally, it feels good, versus those who buy more technically, all the facts are in place. You want to get both. You can additionally use the description space to tell your brand story. Because shoppers do buy emotionally most of the time regardless. In part, this means shoppers buy from brands that resonate with them, their experiences, their needs. So use any leftover description space to inform shoppers what makes your brand unique and why they should choose your product over others. Now, the product description area in the listing is the big area. It's the box. It's the rectangle where you have a lot of room for text. Do not make the mistake of just filling it up with leftovers. When you are writing the title, when you are writing the bullet points, you should have studied so deeply, so intensely that you are arguing with yourself. You are in a fight with yourself. You are debating yourself, trying to decide, man, I only got this much space. Which keywords, which descriptions, which benefits, which features should I include in my little tiny, weedy, bitty space? Well, if you're having that argument, that means you're doing something right. And then when you get to your product description, you're like, whew, okay, finally, I can put in the other stuff that I know is really good that I couldn't decide what upon back when I had the limited space for the title and the bullet points. That's the kind of battle. If you are looking for more ways to fill up the space, you did not do your study well enough. You should be battling over which ones should I share because they all are so good. For example, on your chef's knife listing description, you might include an emotional anecdote about learning to cook with your grandmother because she's one of those really cool grandmas. You could add that she gifted you your first chef's knife that you still use. Now, only say it if it's true. Otherwise, it's kind of bogus, you know? Whatever your brand's story, make sure it can emotionally resonate with your ideal customer. You can create a distinguished section for your brand's story and make your product description stand out by becoming what is called a brand registered seller on Amazon. When you do, you get access to something called A+ content. It used to be called enhanced brand content. That was a long time ago. Because on Amazon, a couple weeks is a long time ago. A couple months is like a couple decades in real life. You know, Amazon has its own virtual existence. Anything that happens on Amazon in 2 days is like 2 years in the real life. I'm not kidding. Things happen so quickly. A+ content allows you to build an even richer product description that will make your listing look more like a product page on your own website and less like an Amazon listing. With A+ content, you can add more images, more graphics, and make your listing exceptionally more beautiful than your competitors. Now, the problem with podcasts is you can't see the strange antics across my face, but even worse, you can't see the listing I'm talking about. So let me tell you, just for a moment, take a moment to imagine. Okay, last time I was on Amazon, did you notice that some listings stood out from others? Like pictures, like the entire page was full of graphics and pictures and banners, and it looked really professional, almost like a branded website within Amazon's website. Ladies and gentlemen, that is A+ content. A+ content allows you to position your brand in a way that you cannot do in the title or the bullet points. Because here's the thing, with the title and the bullet points, everyone's listing kind of looks similar. The words will be different, thus you need to be a good wordsmith to do this, and if you're not, you should hire a copywriter, go to Fiverr, go to Upwork, find someone who's a really good writer, give them all the keywords and say, now you turn that into something amazing. Here's the keywords you have to use in the title, here's the keywords you have to use in the bullet points, but you write it for me, make it amazing, make people drool over it. I cannot emphasize this enough. This is one of those one-time things you will do on Amazon. You don't have to go back and keep rewriting your copy. You'll tweak it. You'll move a few keywords around. But why would you do a half-assed job on something that's a one-time thing that's going to determine a lot on how many customers actually buy your product? So give it the time it needs. Well, A+ content is where your brand's going to pop. Okay, so the title has those keywords, shows differentiation value. Same thing with the bullet points that you couldn't get into the title. When you get to A+ content, that's where it's amazing. Now you're probably saying, Seth, okay, hold on. How do I get A+ content? I already told you, I said get brand registered. Okay, fine, Seth. How do I get brand registered? Just go to jod.com/freedom and let us teach you. We'll show you how. jod.com/freedom. It's such an opportunity to make your listing stand out. You're also going to design a brilliant HTML description. If you don't have A+ content because you are not brand registered, then you're gonna use HTML. Now, you don't have to be a coder in order to do this. It's not hard. HTML is essentially the language of software structures. It's how websites are written and formatted by the tech savvy. But this is where a lot of sellers lose traction. When you add your product description to the back end of Seller Central, you will write your copy in what is called an HTML box. Now, most sellers will simply write their copy, hit save, and go for a walk with the dog. Except that HTML means that unless you include HTML specific instructions, those descriptions will not keep any of the formatting those sellers have entered. If you are not among the HTML gifted, use something like a converter program, such as the Amazon Description Editor. Just Google it. Amazon Description Editor. Just Google it. To ensure your formatting doesn't go to waste. When you visit the website, you're going to enter your listing's description text into the box. Then, you can add any formatting, like I want this line bolded, I want this word italicized, I want this phrase underlined, I want some symbols and bullets. And the cool thing about the converter is it does not format text like you would in a Word document. Rather, when you click bold, it adds the open, the B, the close, or whichever way it goes, like the Pac-Man, you know, the greater than and less than symbols around the bolded text. I know you appreciate this part, EJ. That's the HTML speak. Amazon has announced, however, that it will no longer support HTML. However, we found that HTML still works despite their announcement. So next time Amazon announces something, don't take it too seriously. Just to be clear, we are talking about product description on the listing, okay? This is the big box where you put in all the text. If you're brand registered, get A+ content. That's where you can do an amazing job of adding pictures and graphics and headers. It's awesome. If you're not brand registered, use the HTML version because it will allow you to do some subtle formatting. Not enough to impress your coding friend, but enough to make your grandma say, wow. Step number 5. We come to the last step of building a product listing that sells, that converts. The final step to optimizing your product's listing copy is outfit your backend search term with keywords. Now, this section is never visible to the Amazon shopper. Then why would I spend time putting keywords into something on my Seller Central account when a shopper can never see it? Because it will pull up listings when the shopper, for example, misspells the product. Or maybe they search a keyword that you didn't have enough room to add to the product description or the bullet points, or it doesn't make sense. It wouldn't look good publicly, but you want it on the back end so it's still connected, it's indexed. This section comes with 249 character limits, including spaces. In it, you're going to put in keywords that are both not already in other parts of your listing, like the title, the bullet points, the description, and that are slightly more relevant than those you added to your description. You should also include common misspellings of your most relevant keywords to catch any shopper typos. For example, we might add this word on the back end, steal, S-T-E-A-L, that is a misspell, it should be S-T-E-E-L, chef's knife to our back end search terms to catch shoppers who mistakenly type steal the metal as steal to rob from somebody. It happens. You don't want to put S-T-E-A-L in your product description because if that happens, you look like you don't know what the heck you're doing. But you do want it on the back end because Bobby McGee might misspell it. And if he does, you still know what he wants. He's looking for that knife. And therefore, you need it to rank. Now, avoid unnecessary keyword symbols like percentage or the ampersand. Or competitors' brand or product names. In fact, don't even add those because Amazon could de-rank your listing. I've seen them do it with Amazon sellers. Don't do it. Do not repeat keywords that already appear somewhere in your listing. Don't do that either. But do include misspells. Do use as much of the 249 bytes as much as possible. Just make sure it's relevant. I've seen some people, they're like, hey, this is my chance to stuff everything under the heavens that could possibly be relevant to that chef knife. Don't do that. Because if someone is like, let's just say you're selling coffee filters and they type in coffee grounds and your listing comes up, they're probably not gonna buy your product. They're looking for coffee filters. So make sure it's still relevant. Don't just stuff it like you would a stocking for a kid on Christmas morning. Now, the order in which you place back-end keywords matters. So put your most important back-end keywords first. What I have given you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is a thorough overview of how to write excellent keyword-optimized Amazon product listing copy. This is not just some cool ideas we Googled and found on the internet. This is the result of years and years of years of doing this for dozens of Amazon stores, as well as our own, and training over 10,000 students. There are so many more specifics and nuances to this task that I cannot fit all into this single podcast or even the two. So if you really want to learn the full ins and outs of writing a keyword-rich product listing that derives conversions, go to jod.com/freedom. What does freedom have to do with Amazon FBA? Well, I didn't leave the richest company in the world because I was so excited to become an online seller or because I fell in love with Amazon. I did it because I wanted freedom. And I knew if I could make enough money, enough cash flow, I would have the freedom to fire my boss and then have margin to do the things I love with the people I love. Our goal is not just to train people how to make money, but people who want to make money so they don't have to live the 8-to-5 death by paycheck cycle and they can start doing things that they want to do. And you don't have to wait till you're 65 to enjoy your life. Why not enjoy it sooner? That's called getting on the fast track in learning. And the best part about being an entrepreneur is you learn so much about yourself, about others, about your weaknesses, and you grow. You just grow. Like, the growth of your business is proportionate to the growth of you and your own internal personal life. Our Amazon FBA membership will teach you how to find a product that will sell, how to find the right supplier to build that product, how to create a top-notch listing complete with beautiful photos, how to increase your sales with advertising, how to grow your business beyond Amazon in places like Walmart, Shopify, and eBay, how to advertise on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook. JOD.com/freedom. Hope you guys have an awesome day.